layout's a little different than the one that you guys had a few years ago.
Is it a what?
Is it different? Does it feel a little bit different?
I guess I don't really remember the feelings going into the last one. I think you're excited, to be coming to the rink today. That's really it. You know, like I said, sometimes I can't remember what happened last week, let alone what happened however many years ago. So we're excited to be playing as a group. That's really all we're focused on.
Is there another team in the NHL other than the Wild that maybe you guys have a rivalry with? Is there a rivalry here in this series?
Well, I think playing playoffs series generates rivalries. You know, I think their fans are going to probably be in our building. Our fans will probably be in their building. So, I guess that's how rivalries grow. You play meaningful hockey games against each other.
Been to the playoffs before, there's some guys in this room that haven't. Do you take any sort of role in trying to prepare them for how the game works and how much different it is than just a regular season?
Well, there's five guys on each side, two goalies, one puck. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. Go out there and enjoy the experience. We've been working hard. Haven't been in this situation a whole lot, and we're enjoying ourselves. You know, today was a great day. Like I said, you come to the rink. Typically, we're clearing our lockers out the last few years, and now we're preparing to play some fun hockey. So, go out there and work hard. Everyone's gonna work hard. Everyone's gonna play physical. Every play is going to be meaningful. All the little cliches you want to say, it's going to be all the same. But our guys have played big games before.
Is it easier for veteran guys to not go out there and try and reinvent the wheel, as you put it? Tougher for a younger guy to not try to do too much?
I don't. Like I said, I think our guys have played big games. Big stages, big moments. This isn't brand new to anyone. We've all had our hearts racing at some point playing hockey. The excitement's been really high playing hockey at some point. Obviously, the stage is big now, and ultimately we're preparing to play one game, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. Same thing we've done all year. Coming in, have a good couple days of practice, and try to do the same things we've been doing all year.
What's it gonna be like for you doing it at home?
Playing in the playoffs at home?
Yeah, home, Minnesota.
Is that home?
Your old home.
I was born there, grew up there. It'll be fun to have some people in the crowd. Some family members, but the Wild weren't really a big part of my childhood. I don't think they came to the league till 2000. I was in high school. 4 years later, I was drafted. So, like I said, it wasn't a team that I followed necessarily very closely, and mm-hmm. don't really have a whole lot of ties to.
Can you give us a sense of how many family and friends you typically would expect down there? Or?
Just a few, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Who do they cheer for?
Come on.
No, seriously, how do they handle it?
I just told you that I wasn't a big Wild fan. What do you think? My parents are Wild fans. I think anyone that's close to me is probably going to cheer for the Jets, I would think.
Well, no question the atmosphere around the city is going to be electric. Do you guys embrace that? Do you get involved in it? How do you try to avoid it?
We're just excited to be playing. We're preparing for game one. Nothing's changed for us. We'd appreciate it if you don't knock on our doors at 11 p.m. I got three kids sleeping, especially me. But we're excited for all of it. We're excited for a full building and warm-ups and the whiteout and all that. That's what you play for. Our fans have been great to us, and now we get to pay them back a little bit with some fun games. And like I said, we're playing one game. We're starting with one game.
Are you at the point of preparation where you're talking about Minnesota systems, preparing for that game, how you're going to get inside, all that sort of stuff, or is it more about worrying about the Winnipeg Jets so far today?
Well, we've played them four times this year. we have a pretty good feel for their lineup. You know, we play them four or five times a year, every year. So we have a pretty good feel for what they try to do. Our focus ultimately is on our group, you know, getting ourselves to play how we've played and continue to try to get better every day.